Cellist Matt Heimovitz has a knack for showing up in the unlikeliest of places. In 2002, he gave the first ever classical music performance at the legendary punk rock club CBGB's on Manhattan's Lower East Side. And in the last few years, he's toured all 50 states, stopping to play some of Bach's solo cello concertos in venues like the Cactus Cafe in Austin, Texas, and the Palms in Davis, California. Heimovitz's new CD is a concoction called Goulash, music inspired by the cultures and rhythms of Eastern Europe. Matt Heimovitz joins us from the studios of member station WHYY in Philadelphia. Welcome to the program, Matt.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
It's a real pleasure. Goulash, I mean, it sort of already tells us what we're going to hear. It covers territory from Bartok to actually rock and roll. Was there a specific inspiration for the CD?
There was. First of all, I would say that the CD is inspired by the spirit of Béla Bartók, the great 20th century composer, and really one of the first ethnomusicologists to go out into the field and notate and document all the folk cultures around him in Romania, Hungary. He himself was born in Transylvania, this disputed region between Romania and Hungary. And he was very much an internationalist, came to the United States, lived here the remainder of his life, the last few years of his life, spending time in New York City and Asheville, North Carolina. And he really absorbed folk cultures from around the world and started to realize that a lot of Eastern influence made their way from Turkey, from other parts of the world, on the music that he was hearing, the folk music that he was hearing in Romania and Hungary. At a certain point, virtually every piece of his to some degree incorporates this folk connection, this very instinctive music, which he really adored and felt that it was really an art music of its own.
You do include Béla Bartók on here, particularly Romanian folk dances, and it's your wife, Luna Pearl Wolf, who did the arrangements?
That's right.
Now, these were originally written for piano, so what is the challenge for her and for you and for your group, Ucello, in adapting stuff that's written for a piano for cellos?
That's a double challenge, actually. One, what was in the composer's original conception of this piece, what you're trying to get to the heart of what the music is about, but also this particular piece is probably Bartók's most famous work. In fact, it's already been arranged for virtually every instrumentation that you can think of. I haven't heard it on four cellos before, but violin and piano, cello and piano, full orchestra, and so on. It's not a stretch, really, to think about arranging it for different combinations. But what Luna actually did, and coming from her compositional point of view, she really brought out colors that you simply can't bring out on the piano, and really trying to get to the heart of the folk element of these pieces and the kinds of sounds, the flute sounds, the raw gypsy string sounds that you would have heard back in Romania. In fact, I remember my mother telling me about these pieces. Well, we played them together. She's a pianist, and when I was 10 years old, and she would tell me about how they were danced. So this was really refreshing to have a completely new sound that Luna brought to these works.
Is there something about the region that attracts you, though, as a performer?
There is. In fact, my background is Romanian. My family is from Romania, parents, grandparents, going back a ways. And I've been very interested in that region. I grew up in a Central European household idolizing the music of Béla Bartók. And it was only about 2-3 years ago that I went for the first time to Cluj, Transylvania, and performed there as part of an American music festival. I was actually playing American music. I met a wonderful Transylvanian composer, Adrian Pupp, who I ended up commissioning for this new album. He wrote a solo cello piece for this. And at that moment, I think the seeds were planted for me to try to do something with this music that I've grown up with. And actually, amazingly, the Middle Eastern connections also on that region were an important part too. I was also born in Israel, so you have sort of this Middle Eastern Romanian-Hungarian connection.
Tell us about the piece you commissioned from Adrian Pupp.
Gordun, yeah. And it's Gordun is a Hungarian-Romanian instrument that is like a bass, and you find it in a lot of gypsy bands. That was the inspiration for the piece. Adrian quotes many of these Transylvanian folk tunes in the piece. At the end, it's in fact, he quotes a tune that his grandmother sang to him, a really haunting, beautiful Transylvanian folk tune. But the heart of the piece is really this very propulsive, unstoppable velocity, really, this middle section. And that is really composed, but in the style of Transylvanian folk music.
Was it difficult to play?
Well, you know, he finished it only a week or two before the recording, so I kept sort of sending him emails. There was no other way to reach him over in Transylvania. And he said, oh, yeah, I've written another page. And he would send me via email this page, and I would keep encouraging him and saying, oh, this is, and it really was tremendous music. And finally it came through, and it turned out that I had forgotten that he's actually a cellist also, so he gets really haunting sounds, but the piece came with a lot of wonderful bowings and fingerings and a lot of direction to the player, so it was very, very clear what he wanted.
I have to ask you about the first cut on the CD. This is actually a cover, acoustic, all cello version. You and your group, you cello, do the Led Zeppelin song, Kashmir. Now, this isn't the first time that you've done, you know, a cello
right.
version of something like this, because you did Jimi Hendrix,
right.
Star-Spangled Banner. Are you always on the lookout for songs that will work on the cello, rock songs? Do they really lend themselves to this kind of interpretation?
Well, I'm always on the lookout for music, generally. I don't classify so much. For me, it's something that I either connect with or I don't. I hadn't actually come into contact with Kashmir with this song before, and when I heard it, in fact, I was on a tour with a bunch of rock and roll musicians and jazz musicians, and they wanted to do it one night as a cover. So here was Charlie Hunter sort of showing me some of these licks, and I'm trying to figure it out, and all of a sudden I realized, wait a minute, there's this Turkish mode in this piece. This fits perfectly on my Turkish, Hungarian, Romanian triumvirate for goulash, so I thought it would be wonderful. And I also feel like the cello has such a wide range. Not only can it emulate the voice closer than any other instrument, but it really can emulate the electric guitar and the drum set, which we do completely acoustically on this rendition of Kashmir. I have no idea why they call it Kashmir, though. I really feel like it should be some town in Turkey, really. Thank you.
the Romanian dances are adapted again for the track that's called Gulaj, the title track. Now, here you're featuring a laptop artist, a computer artist, DJ Olive. Now, how did this collaboration come about?
DJ Olive, I met him again on this tour with all these other rock and roll musicians. And in fact, this was a situation where I began the program playing works of Bach and Hendrix and David Sanford and others. And then every night you'd be joined by another artist, and then gradually the stage would be filled with people, and without stop the music would continue and you'd have to improvise. Coming from the classical music world, we no longer really do a whole lot of improvisation generally, and this is something that's been lost really in the tradition, because when you go back to Bach, Mozart, even Bartok, these were some of the greatest improvisers of their times. They were the Zeppelins and the Hendrixes of their times. So basically that day in the studio, we just spent a couple of hours and came up with some material, and you can hear on this Gulaj title track this improvisation with DJ Olive and me. DJ Olive is actually playing LPs of Béla Bartók from the field, what he actually discovered, these folk cultures. And you can even hear Béla Bartók's own voice singing a Hungarian folk tune to his children.
Every time I hear you, every time a new CD comes out, every time I hear about a concert that you're giving, you seem to really be creating these new frontiers for your instrument, the cello. Are there places you still want to go with it?
Well, I think there are people that I want to reach with it. In terms of places, for me, places, it's a way to reach and connect with people. And I guess right now I feel very, very fortunate that for me personally, I've reconciled the concert hall and the rock and roll club and the more intimate space, alternative venues. Yeah, I mean, I guess there are many places that I still haven't been to, but to me it's really a matter of connecting with an individual or a group of people or a large hall full of people, no matter what it is, and somehow communicating this music and communicating how valuable and important and moving much of this music is.
Cellist Matt Heimovitz's new CD is Gulaj, and it's out on Oxengale Records. He spoke to us from Philadelphia. Matt, thanks a lot.
Oh, it's been great. Thank you very much for having me.
Tonight, Matt Heimovitz, cello, and violinist Andy Siminescu play at Iota Club in Arlington, Virginia. And if you're not able to catch Heimovitz in concert, you can hear cuts from the new CD on our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.